This is PHP BB Weekly, episode number 137, recorded live on Saturday, January 16, 2010. Turn over a new branch, part 2. Hello, and welcome to PHP BB Weekly, episode number 137. I'm your co-host, Douglas Bell. This is part 2 of a special double episode that we recorded last Saturday, January 16th. David and I were joined by Nils Adderman, the new development team leader, who had just succeeded longtime team leader Mike Sievertson in this pivotal role. Part 1 of the episode was released as number 136 last Sunday, and features discussion about Nils' transition to the new role, as well as how the development team would be restructuring in preparation for development of PHP BB 3.1 Ascrius and PHP BB 4 Rhea. In the second part, we go into more technical details about the features, changes, and core goals planned for PHP BB 4, and wrap up the episode with the Mon Style of the Week. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the second half of this episode.
How do we take a look at moving on from how you guys are going to manage development for PHP BB 4? Because I'm sure, we'll probably hear a lot. If you guys do decide to move to Git, we'll probably have lots of opportunity to talk about all the fun details of it. A lot of it's still kind of hypothetical at the moment. But looking at PHP BB 4 in general, I might first start by getting kind of taking a look at what Nils you guys have that you can publicly share at the moment, sort of as early ideas for PHP BB 4 before we can look at a little more at some of the suggestions that users have submitted. Certainly for the wiki, you guys have said that PHP BB 4 will require at least PHP 5.3.0. And you also kind of have a little chart for which web servers, Apache, IIS, etc., will be supported under which configurations for PHP BB 4.
I think someone created that page. I'm not really up to date on that. I think that was mostly just a discussion about how to properly display the requirements. There's probably not a final list yet or anything. So don't read too much into that. PHP 5.3 will be a requirement. We want to make use of proper object orientation in PHP, so that requires PHP 5. PHP 5.3 has a few advantages, like garbage collection is a lot better in PHP 5.3. Mm-hmm. And another thing that we want to make a lot of use of is SPL, which is managed in here, which is the standard PHP template library. Pardon me?
You said template library, but if it's not...
Yeah, that was a mistake of mine. Sorry. I just meant standard PHP library.
Okay. Because templates, is this for the new templating system? No.
No, I'm sorry. I just thought about the C++ equivalent, which is STL, the standard template library.
Are you talking about the standard PHP library in PHP?
Yeah, I'm talking about the standard PHP library in PHP.
So both of these, I presume, are mainly for improving the architecture, making it zippier, speedier, better in just easier back-end ways?
And easier to extend.
Easier to extend. And it saves you quite a bit of coding if you use some of the SPL. So there's a few things implemented there which you'll use a lot that are just usable. And they're also implemented in C, so they might be faster.
So I would presume then that a lot of the benefit of going to 5.3.0 is you get to ditch a lot of the wrapper codes, functions you must have in order to allow PHP 4 installations to run things that would work natively in PHP 5.
Yeah, we won't have any of those.
By the time the PHP BB 4 comes out, my web host actually updates beyond 5.2.6.
Well, and here's a question too on the 3.1, which is going to require 5.2 or above. Mm-hmm. Will you take out? Are you guys thinking of taking out a lot of the wrapper functions that are used for PHP 4?
I'm sorry to interrupt you, David. 3.1 is going to require 5.2 or later?
Yes, it is.
Oh.
So we made that decision for Ascrius when it was still 3.2, and we haven't changed that. I do. We'll still require a 5.2 for it.
I must have forgotten about that.
Yeah, because you know, once you start implementing the public-private, you know, those kind of things, it automatically is not going to work on PHP 4. So
public-private being for like classes and object-oriented programming.
Exactly.
Ah.
I mean, you could still do it the old way, you know, the var and without the public-private or protected, but Doing it in PHP 5.2 gives a lot more flexibility, a lot more fine-grained control.
By now, I would hope most hosts at least have a PHP 5 option, considering that PHP 4 has been officially dead for a year and a half now.
Yeah, exactly. The thing is, at this point, if there's anybody still running on PHP 4, if the host doesn't have the option for them to be able to upgrade, they need to get away from the host really fast.
Absolutely.
Because who knows if anything has been broken on PHP 4 now. We would never know. It would never get fixed. So.
Exactly. It's a huge issue. So. There's no reason not to go 5.2 on the 3.1 release.
What were you asking before I interrupted you?
As for the choice of PHP 5.3, so I think we'll probably talk about that a little more later. We're going to use quite a few frameworks, we want to make use of frameworks. And a lot of these, most popular frameworks are currently starting to develop their next version, which will require 5.3. So by the time PHP 4 is released, PHP 5.3 will hopefully sort of be a common minimum requirement amongst all the popular PHP projects.
Might even see PHP 6 closer by then.
Yeah, but that's going to be a bit more of a drastic change.
I'm surprised we haven't seen more of that because, I mean, PHP BB 3.0.0 was released with pre-PHP 6 support. So now that it has been over 2 years since then, and I'm surprised we still have not seen anything from PHP folks regarding PHP 6, where PHP 5 is now over 5 years old.
So I'm not sure. I guess you don't know too much about PHP development, what's going on there. So the PHP 5.3 release is actually containing most of the features that were planned for PHP 6 or implemented for PHP 6 originally. But one of the major things in PHP 6 is going to be Unicode support in the language. So right now, all strings are really just sort of a byte array, or you can store bytes in there. But there's no connotation of actual characters or information about characters. And if you want to use Unicode in PHP, you have to do the encoding all by yourself. And this is sort of annoying. I mean, you know that from PHP BB3 code, maybe, where you have to do the endless multi-byte handling and these functions like the normalized NFC function, stuff like that. So these functions will be built into PHP itself, and that requires to change basically every function that does anything with a string. Mm-hmm. So this is taking a lot of time. You need to update every single extension to use these new string types, the Unicode type in particular. So that's why it's taking so long to release PHP 6, and since it's been taking so long, they released 5.3 with most of the features that were planned for PHP 6.
I mean, certainly they haven't done a lot of the exclusions that will come in PHP 6, such as finally getting rid of safe mode, getting rid of magic quotes, getting rid of register vars. I think that's it.
Those changes haven't been done because it's still a PHP 5, so yeah.
Those are practices that should have been extinct a long time ago. So, it's looking forward to those going away for good, definitely.
Absolutely.
Beyond PHP 5.3 as the decision for PHP before, I mean, there are a couple of things we were looking at in terms of sort of the programming goals and approach of PHP before now, and so I mean, from what has been, either you guys have a lot of great features that I can't even imagine under your belt, or you're just thinking about stuff. Because personally, I have a hard, after all the things we saw, new features in PHP BB3, I have a hard time seeing what else you can throw into a new version of PHP BB. However, you do have a lot of goals in terms of scalability, easy integration with third-party software, even the goal of not needing code changes and mods anymore. And more modular OOP codes. What do you want to elaborate on any of those early ideas at the moment that we have here?
Okay, so first let me explain. So PHP BB4 is really about rewriting the software framework PHP BB runs on. We don't have any particular plans for actual features that a user will see yet. Mm-hmm. There's been some discussion going on about these, but I think it's a little premature.
Yeah.
It should really mostly be about reconstructing the core beneath PHPBB, which in version 3 is still to some degree based on what originally was PHPBB 2, was then supposed to become PHPBB 2.2, and then in the end became PHPBB 3. So the way this framework, this core or kernel in the, at the bottom works, is still very old. So what we started to do with version 3.2 as Kreos, what's now an old trunk, which we basically gave up on, is try to make this feature release and rewrite some of the core systems that we didn't like very much. And we started to run into exactly the same problem that 2.2 posed, that if you start rewriting one part, you'll end up rewriting all of them. Mm-hmm. And we realized, I mean, this was mostly the topic of the Cologne development meeting. We had a lot of discussion about that.
Last July,
yeah. So this is half a year ago. And the solution we came up with is to basically split this up, to have this new development model, which we talked about for PHPBB 3.1. To add features without changing the underlying system in any greater way. Mm-hmm. And then start working on a PHPBB 4, which is going to be rewritten from ground up and just not reuse or not use any of the old code.
So what you're saying is that, sorry to keep interrupting, a PHPBB 3, while it was sort of a rewrite of the architecture, it wasn't a full rewrite because it wasn't intended that way from the beginning.
Yeah, so exactly what you're saying, and this would have just taken too long again. Mm-hmm. And in the end, we would have ended up again with a release which has a partial rewrite, which still has some old code that we don't like, which has quite a few new features, which has nearly no backward compatibility, and we'd start to work on 3.4 or 4.0, and we'd basically be at the same point we already were, with some release which works on code that we're not happy with. So rather than doing the same mistake over and over again, we decided to work on new features with PHPBB 3, even though we don't like the code we have to work with, and just ignore that basically and just build stuff on top of it. And then at the same time, actually build a really good system from the ground up, so that we won't do the same thing over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you're gonna cook the whole dinner, you might as well set the table. first analogy that popped up in my head.
So, and right now, I suppose it needs to be pointed out that PHPBB 4 is so early at this point that much of the discussion that's taking place on it is purely speculation and planning, and it's nothing has been solidified per se. Am I correct?
Absolutely. Yep.
So, with that in mind, speculation. I know you can't say, okay, yes, this is for sure how exactly we're going to do this, but this is how we see it being planned. This is how we assume that we're going to be doing this sorts of things. PHPBB 4 taking on things like let me back up a little bit. A lot of the things that really bug me with PHPBB 3, and I'm sure that bug you too, is the fact that there really is no true API. There's no true API stuff.
That's actually the thing that the whole 3.2 thing started with. We wanted to add this event system, and I mean, there's been this this implementation from the community coding project from way back in 2005, mm-hmm. Which was really more of a proof of concept.
As one of also the London Invasion feature goals for Ascreas was the event system.
Yeah, right. So we started to work on that, and along the way, I think I was trying to integrate this, and I realized that there's no way to properly implement this the way that we would like to have it without having a nice API for all of the activity or actions taking place on a board. So
that would have to be integrated very deep into the architecture in order for
right.
working efficiently.
Right. Yeah.
We sort of started to try to build a few APIs on top of things rather than integrating them at the bottom. We tried to rewrite a few parts. Like there's been this, I think there's even been branch for that in the public SVN repository to rewrite the entire posting process to be object oriented, to provide a proper API. But exactly these things were what then led to us deciding that we'd rather rewrite it from scratch than continue building an API on a system that really doesn't, or just doesn't provide any APIs at the lower level. So you don't really want to build an API around this thing at all.
And this is probably not something that a mod author would really want to try doing either, because if you guys can't even do it without having to really worry about rewriting the whole thing, then I don't think any mod author would want to try doing that.
Well, so you probably don't want to do it, but it's possible, it's doable. It's just that the code you'll end up with is really not nice, and the APIs will not be as clean and usable as you'd like them to be.
Just wait till updating time comes along.
And exactly. The whole thing will be very complex, because if you put APIs on top of stuff, as soon as something at the bottom changes, the entire API breaks. And if we don't support the API, but some mod does so, he'd have to look into what was changed at the bottom. It won't be straightforward to find what he has to change in order to get the API to work again if he's built the API on top of the whole thing.
And to give sort of some clarity, I actually did a couple of mods for within the posting system, and one that I can remember very vividly was the topic tags prefix mod, I think. Yeah, that's what it was called. And I found a huge problem within the posting system in that to get anything in there, you had to modify a lot of code, and it was difficult to follow. It was hard to actually get stuff in there. And while it was doable and everything, it was like, gosh, you know, it's so much modification of existing core code that, you know, you don't want to have to build mods on top of that for just adding a feature that goes next to subject line, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it became a pretty big issue when trying to create mods like that, and I think that's a reason that we might, you know, that's a reason that could be we don't see that many mods for that part of the system, is it's just not designed well enough for as far as an API goes. But building it from the ground up again, you know, starting over and going, okay, this is the API that we need to have in place. This is, you know, having like frameworks, PHP frameworks, and I'm thinking of like CodeIgniter here. They have, you know, each individual, you know, they have classes that are able to handle specific things. And then each individual method just does one thing, you know. Whereas like in PHP 3, you have a single method might do like 50 things. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's like, you know, that should be essentially those 50 things need to be broken up into individual methods, and then you have one main builder method that utilizes all the individual methods to do what it needs to do. So is that sort of thing, you know, the way to build it in PHP before, are you guys looking at making it more in, you know, much smaller methods that are designed to do only the one small thing instead of like 100 things at one time?
Yeah, exactly. That's basically what's meant by what is a new approach? Modular OOP code with properly decoupled classes.
Yeah.
And what else to say there? Well, basically, that's the idea, yes. Easy.
That's kind of what I found when I was working with OOP code. Remember, I told you we had that episode last summer, David, when I was talking about how much fun I had actually discovering how to use OOP.
Mm-hmm.
When what I do, which is really code for myself, purely not intended to go anywhere, the main benefit is being able to be able to mix and match. It's for organization and being able to mix and match a couple of things at a time. But certainly for a project like PHPBB, which is real increasingly being written with the intention of being modified and extended, that is definitely where I can see wanting to be able to have separating out your, we say methods, is separating out little tasks needed to do the whole thing. Really being able, it's like, you know, instead of building a single shoe, you build a little bit of, you build the shoe lace, and you build this part of the shoe and that part so that everything can come together. You know, it's kind of like the whole interchangeable parts thing, Eli Whitney, you know, from the 1700s.
and there are a couple things that I really like about PHBBB3, and I know that they can be done better and that they will be done better in PHBBB4, but specifically these parts being the, like the template engine, the template syntax that is used within PHBBB3 is far better than most other systems that I've seen. I mean, you look at WordPress, which really doesn't have one. It doesn't exist. Joomla, you look at lots of different CMSs. I was going through lots of different CMSs for a particular site that I wanted to create, and none of them really had the kind of template engine that PHP 3 had, in the sense that it really had good, you know, separation between HTML and PHP and logic and stuff like that. And so, you know, that I was like, you know, that really drove me nuts. And that, so that was sort of the motivation behind creating the WSBI CMS, is like, okay, you know what, we can use the PHBBB3 template engine and database abstraction layers, the second item, where it supports lots of different database engines really well, and use that within, you know, a system that could be a content management or web publishing system.
There you go. Two of these goals, however, I wanted to just elaborate a little bit more on. If you guys care a little bit more, if possible, what the development team has on these, which I think are going to be the really big for PHPBB if these actually come to fruition. The first one is one that I know David and I have been really dreaming about, is not having a need for code changes and mods anymore. If that happens, how would that possibly actually happen?
Well, this would really there's not one thing that will make this possible, but it's going to be have lots of different aspects in the code will have to make this possible. So one thing you'll find there is the second line under the approaches is a consistent use of dependency injection and making use of the PHP 5.3 Symfony dependency injection container. So that's one aspect which will make it hopefully easily possible to replace functionality. If you have a mod which stores sessions in memcache daemon rather than in the database, it should be easy to have a session storage class and one place, which is sort of in the default PHPBB location, and then have your other directory for your local code or for the code that your installation has, and then you can drop this session storage replacement file in there, and through dependency injection we'll just use that class instead of the default one. So that's one way of replacing functionality through dependency injection. And the other aspects are, how do you hook into some process? How do you get in between certain activity, make changes to things? We want to make use of object relational mapping, an ORM. One of the things we're looking at is Doctrine, which is also mentioned on the same page. Mm-hmm. A mod could specify that it wants to add the following columns to an object. And after installing the mod, you basically regenerate your object model. So rather than having a mod which actually requires you to change the code for the user object, to add a column to the user table and providing this as a property of the user object in the code, you would just define that there's this additional attribute in the object relational mapper, regenerate the code that maps this to the database, and you'd already be it will directly be possible to access this new column or the value in that through the object relational mapper without having to manually edit any code.
So essentially, by doing this method, you could essentially just drop in plugins into a directory and access those plugins directly. You know, it's like have specific mapping for it. Like the way that I'm thinking, like Expression Engine, which is built on CodeIgniter, the way that it does it is that you can just drop in a plugin and it maps the code in this way, but you access it via like a template variable that, you know, then it accesses the plugin file, which extends your code as it needs to.
So that's not really what this is about. So I'll probably have to explain, but an object relational mapper is a little more. So that's basically just a way to map your database tables into objects in the code. So you've got a user table, and usually one of those rows represents a user. You've got certain IDs, like the maybe the group ID. There's a table which where you can look up user ID to group ID. So you've got a relation from one user to an arbitrary number of groups. And the object relational mapper basically knows about the schema of your database. Mm-hmm. And when you can just tell it to please retrieve a user object with all its relations. Mm-hmm. And without understanding what the schema is, without having to write any SQL or some such, the object relational mapper will know what to look up in order to retrieve this user object in the way that you asked for it.
Right.
There will be no more need to modify SQL in order to add new values to an existing kind of object. Like if your mod adds a new user table column, you'll rather just add that to the or sort of place a definition file for the or a definition extension file for the object relational mapper. And since the object relational mapper itself, the code which maps from the database to the thing inside your code, is generated, it can simply take into account these files which plugins provide and generate code for this additional column.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really more about accessing the database. So as I said, there's many aspects to getting plugins to work without code changes. So this provides a way to make changes to the database that without actually having to modify code, and being able to use these new columns or the different tables you added without having to change any existing code.
Mm-hmm.
You will automatically have access to this new column anywhere where you have a user object. You won't have to change any SQL. Wherever you have a user object, you'll automatically be able to access this new column that you added without many code changes.
Mm-hmm. That was one of the things that when we started Titania that we wanted to be able to achieve was to have an object mapped directly to the database. And doesn't do that so much anymore, but that was sort of the original concept.
Sounds a little more complicated than a little more object-oriented programming type of style of a plugin. So I'm not entirely grasping it. It probably is
a bit over the heads of a lot of the listeners. Yeah. Anyways,
well, hopefully not over the head of the mod authors when they get to that point.
Yeah, the idea is really that a lot of the complexity that is in these systems. I mean, these systems are difficult to understand and they're complex, but they hide it inside themselves. So as a mod author, you won't actually have to understand too much about the details of how this works or how the code is generated for these things. But you'll just have to understand that if you want to add a column and access it, you have to drop in this file with the following definition for the column. And from that point on, you will be able to have or access this new column through the user object. That's basically all you need to know.
Right.
You can use user objects, and you want to retrieve your new column, just call a particular function on it, and it'll work. And you don't really need to get into too much detail on how this works. And so that's sort of what we want to making it possible that you don't have to change any code requires a lot of complexity. Now, we don't want to make it more difficult to create mods. So we need to build these systems which solve all these complex problems and then provide a simple and easy to understand API to the mod author, to whom it will be easy to understand how he can still accomplish the same things he was able to accomplish in PHP 3.
And then document it well.
What are your thoughts on what WordPress does? And I say this because I've actually had some experience developing under WordPress, where essentially it tells you to organize your code into functions, and then you use a hook to actually specify where you want where and under what circumstances you want WordPress to actually execute the code in that function. So you do it in pretty much one file, or you can link it to other files as well. That WordPress then, you know, will read when you activate the plugin. It reads your functions, it reads the hooks, and it does them in that particular spot. Therefore, you don't have to edit WordPress's core code. Thank goodness.
And the way to do that well, of course, is by two things. One is have easily understandable code. Make it really very simple and easy for somebody to be able to pick up and say, okay, you know, this is how I want to extend it. And I can see just by reading it exactly how I need to do that, but also having really good coding documentation. And obviously that's what the code wiki is for, a lot of that documentation that's going to be used. And people can contribute to that. And I think that will probably become a pretty major part of the PHPBB4 development?
Well, let me start by saying that PHPBB 3.1 will provide such hooks. So we're looking at how exactly we're going to implement them. But this is actually something that's going to be in Escreos already. So we've had this very limited hook system, which is really just for integrating PHPBB into content management system or some such. But we will add a hook system similar to those used in, for example, WordPress. However, for PHPBB 4, it's not been decided yet. We'll probably use this for some areas, there are a few concerns with such a system, one of which is performance. If you really want to build the entire software in such a modular way that most of your regular standard features are themselves implemented as plugins, then you make really extensive use of these hooks, and they aren't necessarily very fast if you make too much use of them.
Very memory intensive.
There's a few concerns with regards to performance with these. But there's a few other possible solutions you could use instead in some areas. So one thing I'm looking at, I'll hopefully get time to write down all of this, all of my ideas from this, on the Area 51 forums sometime in the next few weeks, is a system where, I explained how we have these objects which provide data, like a user, a forum, a post. All of these are sort of business logic objects. And every action that involves any of these objects, think of locking a topic, for example. There's a topic involved here which is being locked. There's a user involved who is locking the topic. Of course, the topic has references to the posters within it, etc. The topic is contained in a forum. You could sort of have a system where each of these actions is sort of a class of its own, and you basically have a transaction processing system into which you give one of these actions or any sequence of these actions, and this transaction processing system will then look up in some place whether after or before executing one of these actions it is supposed to execute something else. So let me put this in an example so it's easier to understand. Basically, if you, for example, go to the moderation control panel and you go and lock a couple of topics, the code will internally generate all these action objects, or rather one action object for the set of topics that is supposed to be locked. So it's a sort of a locking action class. And there will be one object of this. And it'll get the topics that it's supposed to lock. It will be informed about the permissions the user has who's trying to do this. So the action contains information about whether the action is executable, what permissions are required to execute it. Mm-hmm. And then once this action is constructed, it's passed into this transaction processing system, and that just looks at all the actions it receives and makes the necessary changes to the objects. So the action might define something like locking, like every lock flag should be set to true on all of these objects. And once all of the actions are processed in one request, it'll actually only then write back to the database the objects that have been modified. Now, since there's this transaction system, which is always used whenever anything is done on the board, when a new post is created, when some moderation action takes place, you could have one single insertion point there before an action and after an action, which checks what is the action which is currently being executed, what is the action that was just executed, and you can do stuff there. You can insert another action right after locking a topic. It should... this is basically the event system then. Once you lock a topic, the person should automatically have his permissions restricted in this forum, for example. You could insert this permission change action right after a locking topic action. At the same time, you could modify the way an action works in this way. So if you want, let me think of a different example here, maybe. If you want posts to be, give me an example for a mod which, some simple example. I'm trying to think of something good
which
here.
Modifies the content of a post, maybe, like a quick links mod.
For example, that's a good example, yeah. So basically, you've got the post action, and this mod would specify that after the posting action has taken place, it would like to modify the post objects that were created here. So in this case, probably just the one post. And it will receive this post that was just created before it's written to the database, and it can perform changes to the content. Like, for example, modify the text to resolve links, or these quick links. And then... after that action is done and the request is finished, the post is actually written to the database.
Mm-hmm. All right, that makes sense.
All right, you guys lost me about 5 minutes ago. Right. So
this is a little difficult to explain, and it's difficult to point out exactly why this allows you to do really so much that's possible with code changes before. But as I said, I'll try to write this all down in a little more detail, make some pictures that sort of represent the different parts involved. It's probably a little difficult to explain this in detail here. We probably
lost all of our non-technical audience about 20 minutes ago, but really...
Well, all right, let's put it this way. Being able to install mods without having to make changes to the code would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the systems involved in doing this are really difficult to program or to come up with, but yeah. I'm confident that we'll be able to do it.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. The other thing I want to move on to another aspect of PHP 4, but in a minute, the other thing that's kind of significant as a goal, you have listed on the wiki easy integration or wrapping into third-party software like CMS. Obviously, PHP 3 had some very, very last-minute architecture implemented late in the RC stage as a result of your collaborations with Joomla. But what's kind of your thoughts about being able to take this further for PHP BB4?
First of all, that should be possible again. It should maybe be a little easier than it is right now. Mm.
For it from the start, that'll definitely help.
Yeah. So the interface is for example, changing the URLs to work properly, which is one of the problems people from Rockbridge had, should be a lot more straightforward. And the other thing is that hopefully through the way that we structure the code, it'll be easy to if you write some PHP application and you want to have some kind of a discussion thing for the articles, for example, you can create or... think of you're writing your own software for a social network, for example, and you want to allow people to discuss things in the social network that you're writing. You should be able to just easily use this PHPB component within your software. Rather than having one board that you integrate through user integration, etc., it would be really nice if you could simply... Use the PHPB functionality to implement any kind of discussion features in your own software. Maybe, for example, you could, rather than having a board on your social network, you'd like to implement the walls or something for the user page as a single topic. without actually having to install a PHPBB, having a board in which you can post topics, but just use the sort of the classes required for that, initialize them with the necessary parts, and just use PHPBB functionality for this communication part within your application.
Right. That definitely, you know, a lot of the changes, the core changes in PHPBB 4 will make, by default, the extendability and integration of third-party software are just a whole lot easier, simpler, a lot more straightforward, a lot less modifications of any core PHPBB functionality. You know, so it's just, you know, taking what's there and using it instead of having to modify and different things and make, you know, basically an overall wrapper function to modify what's coming through to fit your needs, which is what we sort of have to do right now for PHPBB 3.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I want to look at what you guys have at Area 51. Now, obviously, you've had a PHPBB 4 RIA discussion forum since last December, but you also just added a new forum. I think it's a new forum on RFCs and patches, and you also have sort of an RFCs section mentioned in the wiki for PHPBB 4, which I guess stands for Request for Comments. Could you elaborate a little bit on what these are? This is not something that I'm aware of, since I haven't seen it with PHPBB before, and how that essentially works.
So basically, if you have an idea for one of the parts of PHPBB 4, I think one good example we've seen was the extension or package repository. There's an RFC in there already for that. So someone came up, was Code Reader on Area 51 or RED1, I think, on PHP.com, with this idea for how one should be able to install these PHPBB mods, as you call them now. We've been discussing a different term for them since they won't actually modify any code anymore, so extensions or some such.
Tangle between modifications and moderators too. That'll help.
Yeah. Basically, he just wrote down his idea. How should this work? What exactly are the details? How would one implement this? And he posted this explanation of his idea. It's an RFC, so people can comment on it. And I think he made a few adjustments. And at some point, we'll hopefully reach consensus about this. All agree that this is the way this extension repository should look or should be built like. And at that point, you can start implementing the extension repository. So it's basically just a way to discuss the implementation of a particular part before it's implemented, and to reach a consensus about how it works. And at the same time, it's the open process. Anybody can create an RFC. Anybody can suggest whatever he likes. And then discuss it with everybody else and make, he probably forgot about something, or maybe he made some, when he was coming up with this idea, he made a mistake, and other people will be able to point out to him what the problem is with what he came up with, and he'll be able to fix that and hopefully also be able to implement it.
So is this then the kind of the way you guys are going to be doing what you talked about earlier? I guess it was like an hour ago now, talking about for users being able to suggest ideas and submit patches, they would do something like this. And if so, then I would also say, who would want to do it? Because it appears to be a lot of stuff written here.
Well, all the people who want to have new features in PHPBB or who are interested in working on PHPBB can do this. And there's certainly quite a lot of people who are. Mm.
I'm seeing this the one for that Code Reader submitted for PHPBB 4 extensions repo organization, and there's six chapters here.
That whole system would be pretty big, but he wanted to break it down in depth, and I don't think everybody has to make it as this, you know, this long, and some people will certainly make them longer. You know, it just sort of depends on the feature being, you know, discussed.
And you don't even have to write it all by yourself. You could just sort of describe the general idea, and then someone else would come along and maybe clear up a few in the details on one part, and somebody else would clear up a few on the details on the other part. It's really sort of it's a collaborative idea, you should be working together with other people to sort of have a review process as well. So it's not just your idea and it probably won't work because you didn't think it through properly, but work with enough people so that the thing you decide on in the end will really work well.
So is this eventually going to go on the wiki instead of doing it in a forum?
Well, the actual RFC should go on the wiki. That's just the first one, but we didn't have the setup properly yet, so that's why it's in the forum.
So now the RFCs, are they going to be discussed in the forum, but actually the sort of outline for it would be in the wiki, or is it just going to be moved all to the wiki for RFCs?
Because you can discuss stuff in the wiki.
We're going to discuss them on the forum, and we are going to keep the RFCs on the wiki, so we've got a versioning history for the RFCs.
Right.
That's why we want to use the wiki.
Right. Okay. So he has this huge post, but in reality, it should be like a link to the wiki article about that, where people could modify it. Only code reader or moderators could actually modify his post right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, his looks like he talks about. It appears that he is the one submitted by code reader renames mods to be extensions. And you've already, unless I'm misunderstanding this.
Yeah, some systems actually use four types of. Sort of mods. Like this one CMS that I've been working with, it has four different ones. You have accessories, you have modules, you have extensions, and then you have plugins. And each of those four different things do, the way that they work is, they work in four different ways.
But this is a forum, David, not a CMS. Little different. Specialized.
Right, but if it's because sometimes it's like, okay, well, plugins, essentially that means you drop it in and then it just starts working. Modifications is something that you would need, and then you have extensions or bridges, and various different things are meant to do different things. And sometimes plugins can be like, okay, well, that word kind of fits everything else, but modules can sometimes be different than plugins too, so.
Congrats, there's David, by the way. It took you an hour and 40 minutes to get your first momentary connection hiccup.
Yeah, I've heard a few of them. It's not quite as frequent as before, so they've improved it. But
okay, I have noticed it then.
That's good.
That's all right. So the other one that is in the RFC's forum, of course, there's a lot of suggestions in the other discussions forum. Bob the Man has been advocating for a WYSIWYG editor to be used in PHPBB, which might be a possibility. I mean, he links to TinyMCE, which is the one used by WordPress, which I guess is okay. I've never really seen a really great WYSIWYG editor that I've really, really liked.
Yeah, I haven't either. They're all pretty bloated, full of and intensive, browser intensive, memory intensive, just.
Doesn't seem like it should be that hard. I mean, Gmail does a pretty good job of being able to do, WYSIWYG formatting.
Gmail is heavy. If people will say, "Oh, Gmail is fast." Well, it is, but you realize how long it takes to initially load all that stuff.
Yeah, you have the whole loading, and then once it's there, you're pretty much sitting on one page for the rest of the time you're there.
Right.
Same for Google Docs. So, be an interesting idea. I mean.
We'll see. And I knew this would be inevitable, having a WYSIWYG. Somebody would say, WYSIWYG. Everybody wanted the quick reply to be WYSIWYG. Come on, guys. Quick reply, that's supposed to be something simple.
Yeah, that's supposed to be something simple. One idea submitted by David IQ, he's on the mod team. He said, well, someone had to bring it up. Questions about Ajax and jQuery and et al. And things like that. Actually, this is a good, interesting segue because, David, you've been very – We know you love jQuery, and you've been very excited about the release this week of jQuery 1.4.
Almost giddy. Actually, no, beyond giddy.
Beyond giddy. I just share while we're about to talk about the possibility of jQuery and PHP before, why don't you tell us why you're so giddy?
Okay, well, first of all, jQuery 1.4 was just released on the 14th. Which is a birthday for jQuery, so sort of, jQuery 1.4 released on the 14th kind of works out. jQuery 1.4 is a JavaScript library. It is, in my opinion, the best, the finest JavaScript library, very well documented, very easy to use. Basically, it makes writing JavaScript features, AJAX functionality so much easier, quicker. You don't have to use so much JavaScript code. And it's used by a lot of really major systems. I mean, Google uses it. There's so many major systems that use the jQuery library, and jQuery 1.4 adds a whole lot of really cool stuff. It was basically a complete rewrite to make the code much cleaner. They improved the performance of almost everything. There's lots of different things in the performance that are 2 and 3 times and sometimes 4 times faster now in jQuery 1.4 than it was in jQuery 1.3.2. There's so much to love about the jQuery JavaScript library. I can't really say enough about it. Now, PHP 3.0.6 was an exciting release because that brought a lot of really cool stuff to PHP 3. Mm-hmm. But jQuery, I don't know, I'm almost more excited about jQuery 1.4 because of what you can do with it. It's just so cool from a developer standpoint.
You don't even do a jQuery weekly podcast.
We don't, no.
Coming soon to the internet, David Lewis on jQuery Weekly.
jQuery has definitely made UI interactions so much nicer, so much faster. Building a system that utilizes a lot of UI elements and has a lot of user interaction, you can make things so much quicker. There's so many nice things to love about jQuery.
Here's some of David IQ's suggestions in for PHP before. One is for posting. He said, quick reply was added, but you still get a screen stating that the post was successful. I suppose that just simply posting up your message would make it a quicker reply. Also the idea of pagination, perhaps you don't need to fully repost the page, or improving moderator control panel actions, even some administrator control panel actions, other ideas. I might throw this to vote to either David or Nils. What do you, just for jQuery or AJAX in general, what do you think this idea of incorporating some of these JavaScript automations to PHPBB would be a good idea, a bad idea, good places where we would want to perhaps see it or not see it? What are your thoughts?
You go first, David.
Man, I wanted to hear what you say about it. Okay, I'll go first. I think jQuery and AJAX can be utilized in a lot of excellent ways. It can also be overused. I think vBulletin is an excellent example of where it can be easily overused. The idea is that you would increase the speed at which you can do things, with that, especially moderator actions. That's a big one, I'll use that as an example. A lot of the moderator actions right now that we have for PHP 3 are based upon what you can, having to go to the moderator control panel to actually perform an action, or to, if you go to a topic, there's various things you can do. You can edit a post, you can delete a post, you can report it or view info on it, and various things like that. Now, the idea with using jQuery for that sort of thing is that you could essentially, like if you wanted to edit a post, all of a sudden you could do it inline. It doesn't load up a whole new page to do that. So you have a lot less bandwidth processed to do that. Mm-hmm. Deleting obviously could just, you press a button and maybe you have it like a little JavaScript confirm box that comes up, or not a JavaScript confirm box, but like a little in window pop-up is what it's called, I guess, where you could just confirm to delete the post and not have to load up a whole new page saying, yes, and I in fact do want to delete this post. Click to continue, go back to the original page, and all of a sudden you've loaded 2 additional pages when all you had to do was just eliminate that element and send a request to the back end to tell it to remove the post. So there's a lot of things that it can speed up in that regard. As far as editing, deleting, those are good examples. Also moving topics could be done, I won't get into that actually. But a quick reply, for example, you could, instead of, okay, you type in your message and click submit, go to the confirmation page, and then go back and load up the whole topic. Now instead you would just type in your message and include, as soon as you click submit, it's right there on the page. So you've got 2 less page loads, mm-hmm, right there. Confirmation actions is a big one, you know, where a lot of the moderator control panel actions are like, are you sure you want to do this? Yes, I in fact do want to do this, even though I actually clicked it. Mm-hmm. And then you go load up the next page, which is said, you have successfully done what you clicked yes for. Now click here to load up the next pages. Now all of a sudden you've had three extra page loads. It's kind of ridiculous for an action that's very small or supposed to be very quick.
Yeah.
You know, so that's where I could see jQuery or another JavaScript library coming in handy and doing a lot of that stuff. And obviously it uses a lot of Ajax to do that, but you don't want to overuse it where it's like, I think pagination could be a bad thing.
Yeah, especially for those 100, 200 page topics.
Because, you know, you're loading a lot more of the page. And it's like, if you're going to load that much of the page, you might as well just load up the next page, you know. And obviously you have to implement things like cross-site request forgery, protection, you know, through Ajax requests and stuff like that. So
one idea I had is what if while you're reading a topic, someone makes a new posts a new thing in that topic?
Well, it would handle that in a specific way. You know, in that case, if somebody has posted a reply,
it won't show you the reply, but say, hey, there's a new reply. You want to refresh the page?
Well, no, I think what it would do is if you click submit and somebody has already posted, what it would take you to is like the posting page on PHP3 right now where you there's posts been made before you, so you get to see them and you still have a chance to edit your post. So it would actually take you there instead of just posting it.
I was talking about reading of a topic and someone makes a new post.
Oh, that's kind
of
interesting.
It's a sort of real-time updating of topics while you're reading
maybe.
Them.
It's an idea. Gmail does something like that. If you're reading a conversation and then you get a new email during the conversation that says, hey, you want to update this conversation? Yep.
All right. So, what I'd like to tell you about is this. I mostly agree with what David said. I think we should think about quite a lot of these things for Escreos, and whether one can sort of build some of these things on top of it. Mm. As for PHP before, at some point we'll have to think about that as well. But at this point, I think it would make a lot more sense if people, rather than discussing these user-facing front-end things, would focus on what the architectural implications are. Like, what do we actually have to implement at the lowest level in the PHP source code in order to be properly able to handle Ajax requests at a higher level without much extra work? So that's sort of what I'm still missing a bit from some of the people discussing in the weird discussion forum, is they discuss these really high-level features, and we don't have any code at all right now. So they're really sort of a step ahead of them, or they're just they've gone too far. And we need to stop and think about what is actually necessary. I mean, it makes sense to think about features, but only in so far as you need to think about what implications does this have that we want to be able to implement this feature later for the underlying structure that we're building right now. And we should think more about What do we need to provide at the lower framework level to facilitate such features? But we shouldn't so much discuss the features themselves right now, because it's just going to take a long time until we get there.
Right. So essentially the jQuery discussion would be more of, instead of like, okay, like I just discussed a lot of the front end stuff, which will make sense to a lot of the non-techie type of folks. But absolutely. But in reality, what the development team wants and what is really important right now is to say, okay, yes, we want to look at this feature, but at the same time, what we need to find out is, how is this going to affect the code on the back end? How does the code on the back end need to handle these type of requests? How do we need to structure the architecture in such a way that this best handles? Because right now, if you build it right on top of 3.0, you're kind of modifying the core to do something it really wasn't meant to do. And you know, you have to start from the bottom up with PHP before, instead of going from the top down. And right now, a lot of the comments in there are going from the top down. People are looking at the flash before they're building the house, you know.
Yeah. Well, as I said before, so PHP 3.1 development should be pretty open. So let's think about these things for Escreos. Let's try to maybe add a few of these things on top as far as that's possible. But let's do that for Escreos, not for PHP 4 at this point.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I kind of mentioned this particular feature. Given what we had a little bit of discussion about last week, David, I just thought I'd be curious to know where this idea would go. This was a suggestion from Maro Cell on the Area 51 PHP before discussion forum about doing integrating with the Wave Federation Protocol Integration API. That being Wave. Google Wave. this is kind of, we talked a little bit about this last week and how we're kind of dissatisfied with how Google Wave actually works. I do find it a little interesting, though, in that it does kind of it is kind of like a combination of email with a forum and a wiki, all in one.
To be honest, I hate their UI for that. It makes it so hard to assume that we could somehow make PHP 4 really usable in there when their system is a real pain to use. And at this point, I don't know. I'm very pessimistic about it more than optimistic.
Mostly what I'd say about that is it's certainly a very interesting thing. We should look at that technology, but you really don't want to implement that in PHP. I mean, it's a Jabber, it's an XMPP extension. It's using XMPP plus a few extensions, and you don't really want to implement an XMPP server in PHP, so I wouldn't really think about that at all.
What are future plans? There is a topic about this, but I know that one of the London Vision announced plans for AsCreas at the time was completely redoing the BB code system and making all default BB codes same as custom BB codes. Is that still aimed at 3.1 or a 4.x or?
Well, 4.x. Again, it's too early to even talk about such stuff. Well, I would assume yes, but we'll have to come back to that later. As for AsCreas, it's certainly on the list of things that would be nice to have, but whether it's going to be in AsCreas or maybe in 3.2 or so, it's going to have to be decided based on whether one developer or anybody else is able to implement it in time.
I think we might wrap up on the PHP BB4 discussion. Are there any things, and of course, this is if the chat room wants to ask any questions as well, they're free to go do so. But are there any kind of other thoughts that maybe we haven't covered in the last, 2 hours about PHP BB4 or 3.1 or any of those upcoming development tasks that the development team are going to be working on?
You're asking me.
Is there anything else that's like worth noting?
I think one thing we've mentioned that a bit is basically the way we want to structure library PHPBB is using all the source code we're writing is so that you can really easily take out individual parts. Like David earlier talked about how he's using PHP 3's template engine on its own. And you should be able to do that without doing any work at all. You should just be able to take the template engine and use it. There shouldn't be any work involved in making it independent or standalone. So the way that we're building all of these parts is they should be so modular that you can easily take individual parts of them and reuse them.
And that goes for a lot of things with, I assume, like authentication classes, the DBAL, pretty much like a lot. I can't even think of all the things you've got going on right now in terms of that could be modularized for PHPBB4. But, I mean, there's a lot of different components to 3 now that you got.
And again, so basically, since we're doing it in this structure, and there's a small working group which is working on an auto-loading standard for PHP 5, which will make most of these larger frameworks use exactly the same directory structure to and namespaces. And they use the same mapping of namespaces to directories and file names so that it'll be really easy to mix these together, both just the frameworks with each other and the PHPBB library or components classes will be structured in exactly the same way so that if you're building something with one of these frameworks, you'll be able to use some parts of PHPBB that you might find nice to use that one of these frameworks don't have, and vice versa. So we'll be able to use some of those frameworks for some parts that we don't want to write ourselves, and we'll just save some time by reusing what they already have.
Mm-hmm. Last question. Unless David has another question.
Yeah, I apologize if you answered this already, but are you talking about taking the code from the frameworks or actually building PHP before upon the frameworks?
Well, what's the difference? We're not thinking about using one framework and sort of using their standard way of generating an application with that framework, but we are thinking about building our software on top of and using their or parts of their code. So usually those frameworks are structured quite modular, so you can take individual components. This you can probably best see this with, for example, Symfony 2 right now. There's mm-hmm. a few components available there. Zen Framework 2 is certain. There's nothing really there yet. I think publicly visible, but that's in progress. And they use the structure where you can sort of use individual components and make use of those.
Douglas noted that he's hearing this squeaking sound from my clicky thing, like to play with stuff. Okay, so
I don't have any stuff to play with anymore.
So the I was thinking about something for the framework, but actually, you know, that's a lot of this discussion. Really, if people have ideas for, you know, how something should be done, or even if they're interested in the development process of PHP before, they should go look at area51.phpbb.com and go look at the discussion forums on there. Start mm-hmm. submitting some ideas, you know, proposing something if you think something would be a really good idea. Go there and you can discuss it and hopefully get the ball rolling as far as a lot of the architecture goes.
I'm really get involved, don't be afraid.
I'm very excited to see the development team really having this opening up and really be able to provide opportunities for the community to get much more involved in the process. And you know, that really is what epitomizes open source, is community involvement. So I'm very excited to see this happening. I'm very excited to see the new leadership that we're going to get for that.
So, Nils, will some of the PHP frameworks that you guys are considering using for PHPBB4, I know this is sort of speculation at this time, but would those be like Git submodules, or would you actually copy the components into the repository?
That would either be Git submodules, or we would use subtree merging with Git. It's like copying the code into there, but in a way that you can easily update it through merging from another remote repository.
So essentially, basically, your repository you would have the components that you would want and merge it from their repository as needed, and then that way, if I have my own Git repository and I run a Git update, then I don't have to run the Git submodules update. Then I can just
Exactly. Okay. That's the alternative.
So, Mr. Development Team Leader, how did you celebrate when you got to be when you got found out about your promotion?
I don't think I celebrated at all. No? I spent the entire day reading stuff and talking to people and
lots of juicy team leader topic stuff.
Well, I invited Josh to join the team, and so I had to find out how to add a new team member and stuff.
Admin access now.
Yes, I do.
Don't even know how to add someone to the site that you've been helping develop for the last 4 years.
I know that it's just certain internal processes, like who do you, what places do you have to give them access to, and things like that. And
well,
used to it all.
I heard your salary got tripled.
Pardon me?
I heard your salary got tripled.
Exactly.
Zero times three equals zero.
Oh right, yeah, that makes sense.
We all volunteers, aren't we not?
That took me a while to understand. Yes.
Oh, slow.
And this is okay. So I actually have a comment on that. I actually could hope that eventually PHPBB would pay its developers so that you could get some people to devote significant portions of time on the PHPBB development. You know, I think things would come a lot faster. That's something that I'd like to see.
They pay with meetings and stuff. You know.
Oh, I know.
An interesting idea that we're thinking about as well, but that's really just. Well, speculation, thinking, I don't know. But yeah, we're thinking about that as well.
Yeah.
We are going to start to bring our marathon episode down to a close. So we are going to move on to our mod file of the week. This week's mod file of the week is a recommendation by Obsidian, you know, a staple on Star Trek guide and also junior mod team member. And he says he loves this mod. It's called PHPBB Smart Feed by Mark D. Hamill. And it
link,
is
chat.
Link. Oh, sorry. Just got it up. Here we go. I'm tired. We've been talking for over 2 hours. So, yeah. So, I mean, he's really says he really likes this better than PHPBB 3.0.6, his own built-in RSS feeds. Essentially, has news feeds in multiple different types, but you can do it based on forums. You can do a mix and match of forums, including protected forums if you can access them, or you can do feeds for your own user things that you post or things like that.
So that you can customize your own feeds,
it's
essentially.
Like a, it's like a feed factory. I mean, I haven't logged into his demo board, which apparently you can see some more things when you are actually logged in. But you know, there's a smart feed link in the header next to the FAQ, and immediately, at least as a guest, you can include posts for all forums, or you can just select the forums that you want to choose from. You can choose from all posts or just the first post of topics, so you can, if you can just limit to topics if you want. You can set a time limit for how recent or how not you want to have the post showing up in the feed, determine the maximum number to have, the minimum number of words to require for it to show up, choose a sort order, the maximum of words to display in the post in your feed, choose your format, choose how you want it styled. If you want, you can authenticate for IP address, which means that it will only work if you are within a certain IP address range. If you want to try to prevent the RSS feeds, like if it's a protected forum, you don't want to have everyone in the world being able to access it. This can help try to restrict it a bit. Then you just generate a URL. You can test it right there in your browser and make sure you got the feed you want. And it really is like a customized build. It's like, you know, the Build-A-Bear workshop places. It's like
yes.
Build a,
oh, yeah.
Build-A-Feed workshop, essentially.
Build-A-Feed, yeah.
Build it right next to the – well, Birdie has to take over the Build-A-Bear workshop.
There's really right? – and it's kind of interesting. There's actually two different ways to do this. One is you could store those options for each user in the database, or the way that he's actually doing it here is he's actually providing the parameters within the string of the URL. So that it's kind of cool.
Well, you've been talking about how you've even been using PH3.06's built-in feeds to make it a lot easier for you to be able to keep track of what's going on in Star Trek Guide. So being able to yep. have this kind of really fine-grained control over what you want to be able to see and see in a feed.
Yeah, I will probably look at integrating the smart feed into the next release of Star Trek Guide for sure, because the PHPB default 3.0.6 feed is very it doesn't have a GUI, obviously, so it doesn't give you a lot of the control that that sometimes you would want, and it also has the code itself is not really that extendable.
It's like so, it's kind of like the quick reply. It's there.
It also has some bugs, but they were fixed and they're being fixed for 3.0.7, so that's
yeah,
nice.
That'll be improvement. But it's like the quick reply. It's there because. It's there, and you know, but it's still opportunities for mods to enhance it. So this is a very, very nice mod, and I'm actually very happy to see this because you know, I'm from the PHPBB2 days. There were a lot of different feed mods. None of them really ever quite worked the way I wanted them to work, and so I really like being able to have this so much extensibility. It's like, you know what? Here's the tools. Build the feed you want because you know what it is you do and do not want to see.
Exactly. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Customization
awesome.
Is key.
Absolutely awesome. So PHPBB Smart Feed by Mark D. Hamill. It is the mod of the week, and thanks to Obsidian for the suggestion. The style of the week, David, I don't think you're going to like it because you do not like dark styles. But
okay.
I do. So it's actually a very nice style. It's called Sequala. It is by Resham, I guess. I don't know. It's a dark style, black and sort of a bright red. Mm-hmm. I've always been a fan of black and red, not just because my high school color is black and red, but I always kind of find the combination a little nice. It is based off of Pro. I think it's based off of Subsilver, actually.
Yeah, it is. It's evil Subsilver too.
There you go. However, I really like some of the alterations to the. If you look at the Who is Online box and you click on the other tabs,
mm-hmm.
you have a nice little bit of animation to shift it.
But you, yeah, but you can't really tell which one's active. I mean, aside from just knowing which one is active.
Yeah, that's true. So hopefully you'll remember what you just clicked. I mean, it's not that big of a thing. Like, the boxes aren't entirely... I mean, I don't people use the boxes too much. I don't pay attention to them very much myself. But, you know, it's something. It's a little nifty trick. A lot of custom icons, including some custom icons next in the username and password login boxes. So it's a pretty nicely refined style. I mean, we always like to look for styles where the style author did some effort to really sort of customize it, take it a little
bit
beyond.
Other than just changing the color.
Yeah, and so there's a good amount of customization here.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the design of this style. Very nice and organized and dark and has kind of a glowy effect. So if you're into that, then I think this might be a nice style for you to pick. So,
or if you're like a bull, then you squint a little bit because of the bright reds.
I kind of like it. I like the effect. I really do. But there you go. Everyone to their own. Sikala by Resham. It is the mod of the week. Style of the week.
And that's Sikala with a C-I instead of an
That's why we have links.
Yep.
Speaking of links, check out our website, phpbbweekly.net, for links to everything we've talked about on these two episodes, as will be edited as such, along with all of the other episodes from our past amount of time. Of course, the timetable for this, just for you listening live, episode 136 will be released tomorrow, Sunday, and episode number 137 will be the second half of the show, which will be released on Thursday.
And that one, this episode 137 is going to be like the super technical episode.
Stop. Yeah, two parts. It'll be split
where we talk about the PHP4 architecture, something normal users should try to avoid listening to.
Hey, that works out just fine, is it not? Our next, and of course we have our format, StarTrekGuide.com. Our next episode will be next Saturday. It'll be episode number 138 already. Saturday, January 23rd, we will be back at our usual time, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or 1800 UTC time.
And yay, an hour extra sleep.
Yes. And we'll be back also to trying to keep ourselves within an hour to an hour and a half, which is our goal going forward. As well as normally releasing episodes on Tuesdays. So this week is a special schedule because there's two episodes to do. We'll be having an in-depth look at AutoMod RC3. It's the first release of AutoMod since last June, so we haven't had a chance to look at it very recently. But we're going to take a very close look at it, talk a bit more for those who have been a little unfamiliar with it recently on how we're using it, how the mod team has been using it, and well, hopefully we're going to see if we can perhaps get Josh Woody, a Jelly Donut, to join us on the show. We haven't had him on for a while, so it should be great if we can get him on. So that will be in store for next Saturday's episode. A big thanks to Nils for sticking with us for the past almost 2.5 hours now. Again,
well, thanks, but it was great chatting to you guys again.
Yes.
You're always welcome to come back on, and good luck steering the development team to the final frontier. Had to get a little Star Trek reference in there for you, David. Make it so. And of course, I'm Douglas Bell.
And I'm David Lewis from the soggy Washington State area.
And it's warming up here. Woohoo. Remember, a successful community begins with you. Tag.
Tag.
You're it. See you next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.